Welcome to the Permatemp Corporation. A presentation of the audio podcast, This Is Actually Happening. Episode 19. What if you suffered from Tourette syndrome?
My symptoms started at about age 6 when my mom went in the hospital for cancer treatment for Hodgkin's disease, and I just developed I started blinking really rapidly and scrunching up my face, and like many times a minute, and it just like happened all of a sudden. They say that stress is a big, like, it increases like what are called tics, which are the main symptoms of Tourette syndrome, and that's when they started. My doctor said that the nervousness brought them out. They pretty much continued one tic or another up through age about 18, and my first tics, like I said, were the eye blinking, and then later on I had shoulder shrugging and some other ones like clenching my teeth, grinding my teeth, biting my fingernails, grunting for no reason, swallowing repeatedly for no reason, jerking my shoulders back and forth, twisting my torso back and forth, and all these again were for no reason, and I didn't know why I was doing it. I had no control over it. My parents told me to stop. Sometimes my dad would even say, "Stop doing that," or "Why are you doing that?" And I'd say, "I don't know why I can't stop, but I can't." I just felt like my brain told me that I had to do it. I could stop for like a minute, but then eventually I would have to do what my brain told me to do. I would have to fulfill those urges. They got a little worse in high school, but again, of course, I still didn't realize that I had Tourette syndrome. I was basically on my senior cruise, and a bunch of my tics started all of a sudden going. I mean, I felt like I was going crazy. I didn't know why I was doing the tics, but they all came out full force all of a sudden on that like 2-hour cruise underneath the Golden Gate Bridge. And then I tried to talk to people and I couldn't. I had trouble breathing, so basically I like went up onto the, like up on the balcony of the ship, and I just like cried. I didn't know what was happening. There was another part of it, the obsessive compulsive disorder, that started when I was about 16 years old. Like the main things were making lists. I started making lists, and like again, I was basically a prisoner of my mind. My mind would tell me to make these lists. Basically, if they're like a list of cars, for example, I write down every make and model of every car I knew, and like those thoughts would consume me for hours. Or like a sports team, I'd write down every player on that team, and some, if I tried to go to bed and not think about it, I couldn't get to sleep, and I had to get up and keep working on the list until I either basically passed out or my brain was just too tired and shut off. And like many nights, like in high school, I stayed up just all night because like the thoughts of like not being able to like complete the list overwhelmed me. Another variation of the OCD happened too. I started getting numbers in my head along with the list. So usually the numbers were numbers that we repeated and were odd. So like 111, 333, 555, things like that, for some reason got stuck in my head. It would stay in my head for a couple months, and then a new number would replace it. There's no telling like why, there's no rhyme or reason to when. I was doing so little studying because, I mean, like for tests, so I got horrible grades because I just, like I said, I just couldn't study. The list would, I would be doing the list constantly, and like that took all my all of my like time. And like if I was brushing my hair or brushing my teeth, let's say for example the number I was stuck on was 333. If I was brushing my hair, I'd have to do it exactly 333 times. Otherwise, if I messed up and miscounted, I'd have to start it again. Or brushing my teeth, had to do it 333 times. Everything like normal activity during the day, I'd have to do that 333 times. Then the making the list and the numbers combine to make it like a basically a living hell, because when I did the list, like if I was stuck on 333, I'd have to think of that many things to put on the list. I would try to go to bed and I couldn't, again, I mean, there were just so many nights that I could think of that where I just like, my brain just, I just passed out. Like tell my parents, for example, I would say I need to go to the bathroom. They didn't really know too much about what was going on either. I never really told them. I would go to the bathroom and, I mean, I'd be in there for like a half hour and my parents would be yelling at me, get out of there. If I left, depending on if it was something fun, if it was like a ride in the car, I would keep doing the list. If it was something like we were going somewhere, like to have like someplace fun, then I would forget about it. But when I was bored, that's when, I mean, the things like really took over, the making the list. And then it could seem like all my thoughts, I couldn't think of anything else, to be like almost in a trance. It just has to feel right, and each person is different. Like feel right in your head or you can't move on. It just feels right in my head. I mean, I don't know. My mind always seemed to be racing, but when I completed the list, it just felt like a whole relief, like go through my body, like I had done what I had been made to do, and I never knew what the topic would be until it popped into my head. I never knew when my basically brain would be satisfied. Like on that cruise, the fear of like what's next in life, like and like what is gonna happen to me and things like that, like my next phase of life after graduating, like really brought the nervousness out, and that's what made me like go crazy with the tics. Like I said, my grades weren't very good, but I thought junior college offered me a chance to start it over. But as soon as, like a couple weeks into it, I was still doing the list, and during class, I wasn't listening to the lecture because I was too busy making lists. I would go into the bathroom like many times, just excuse myself from the bath and go to the bathroom and do my tics in there, like, hoping to get some relief. Because again, after you like do the tics a year, mind tells you to do, especially if you hold them in, then when you release them, they're worse. So the longer you hold them in, the worse they are when you release them. So I was holding them in for like 10 minutes at a time, and then going to the bathroom, like in the stall, and then releasing them. So with the tics and the OCD, both were horrible. So I basically had to drop out. So I tried to get a job. My parents and family were not very understanding it at all. Like I told them that I couldn't work, and I got a job but was fired because my boss at the video store where I worked thought that I was too nervous like to talk to people. I seemed tired because I was staying up all night because of the making the list still. So basically I like didn't really do anything for 2 years. It just kind of kept getting jobs and getting fired. I very rarely told my mom about, like I would like bring up, I'm making like these lists and I don't know why, but like I only talked to her like a very few times because it didn't seem like she was like really interested. But I don't think I never like discussing things and talking about our problems is just something my family never did, so I kind of when, like, she didn't show much interest. And she probably didn't show much interest because I didn't, like, really show that I was having a real big problem with it, which I was. I mean, it was way bigger than anything else that was going on. I always thought about telling my teachers, like, in high school and junior college, about my problems. But again, like, I thought I was going crazy, and I didn't know what was going on, so I didn't think they would if I told them. I thought I was going crazy, and I thought that if I didn't know what was going on, nobody else would, and they wouldn't believe me or understand either. So I just made up excuses and lied to everybody. When I was 20, my mom heard a show on the Dr. Dean Adele show on KGO, and he was talking about Tourette's syndrome. And my mom, like, I wasn't there at the time, I think I was at work, but my mom said to herself, that's what he has, and that's what, so, like, I went to a neurologist, and they diagnosed me with Tourette's and OCD. So basically from age 6 through 20, I knew, like, there were things wrong with me, and I knew I was different, but I had no idea that I would have something like that. I had never heard of Tourette's syndrome. I talked to my doctor, who was in San Francisco, and basically he was the one who treated me. He put me on a medication called ORAP, but I just had so many side effects with that medication. Like, it's like being on a, like, having a hangover 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sometimes I sleep 18, 19 hours a day. Sometimes my doctor takes me off of the ORAP to find out if my tics have gone away at all, but they always come back full force within, like, a day of not taking the dose. The only way I, like, feel like I did back in the old days, like, when I was kind of, like, alive and full of life, is when I go off the medication. It's really kind of depressing. I mean, I just, because I used to be, like, a really lively person and want to do things, but now half the time all I can do is really, I'm so tired, I just want to sleep. My dad was always, like, yelling at me, stop doing those damn twitches, and, like, I had no understanding whatsoever. And my mom was always telling me, like, don't worry, Chris, we'll help you get better. But my dad just said, it's all in your head, you're making it up, things like that. I would always ask him for help with my homework, but he would never help. And then when I get my report card and it'd be bad, he'd be the first one to yell at me. So it was like, I'd always ask him for her help, but it never came. There was one time when we all went to talk to my psychiatrist, and, like, my whole family just basically sat there and, like, said all the bad things that I do. And, like, I mean, I knew all the bad things I did, but I just, like, the medication takes away most of the thoughts, but there's just, like, some things that I have to do, again, that I can't, I mean, like, thoughts that I can't get rid of, even with the medication. My dad, like, understood very little about Tourette's. Like, when I have articles, I ask him to come to the internet and look at them. He would just, like, refuse. If I, like, brought him books, I would just see the book sitting in the same place for, like, a month or 2 months. And finally, after realizing he wasn't going to read it, I would just take it back. And that's still how it is. Even 20 years later, he just doesn't get it. Doesn't appear like he, like, even cares. So, but my mom, on the other hand, she, like, again, like, she, like, found out all there is to know about Tourette's, but the pill, the medication that I'm on, she didn't learn anything about. So when I told her that I was always tired and I, like, couldn't think straight and couldn't get a job because I was just always out of it, and, like, I couldn't get up before, like, 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock in the morning, she, like, didn't believe me, and they always thought I was just being lazy. My mom passed away in February of 2008, so that was 4 years ago. She kind of like held our family together, and once she passed away, they've all kind of sided with my dad, and it's like, I mean, none of them will really learn about it. I keep trying to educate them. It's like, but they've tried to understand the least out of any of the people I've told, pretty much. I mean, I don't know why. Every time I try to talk about it, they just say they don't want to talk about it, or they think I'm lying. So it's just, I've just given up on them. My dad always says I was really, really horrible to my mom, which is, I agree with that. But, I mean, he like basically told me that I caused my mom to die. So he said that she didn't believe in me and had no faith in me. If that is true, it's probably because I treated her bad, but hopefully, on the other hand, she realizes that I was treating her wrong because of all the problems I was having. So I found out that myself and most people with Tourette's actually have like hidden talents that are a lot better than average. So I kind of always had hope. I have more hope now because I've written a couple books and which were published, and I have thoughts of writing a lot more. I know that that's what you need to have to survive, and if you don't have hope, then what do you have? I mean, hopefully she's like looking down on me, and I try like every day to do things I can make her proud of me. And I know my dad will say I can never do enough or do anything to make her proud, but I'm always trying. Hopefully that's good enough.